We're doing the Sefer Amidot, Beit Kuf Lamed Vav, which is the 8th chapter of the Shaar Ha'ira. Da, I want you to know, he says, Ki kmo she'nish mi she'i bnei adam batuch b'atzmon p'giat ha'yetzer bo. Just as we explained in the previous chapter, that no person could be confident that his desire will not overtake him. He can never be confident of that. Ve'en yom yimei chayav ve'lo rega mirga'av she'lo yuchal lilkod oto b'rishto b'yitalem mimenu. And there isn't a day in his life nor a moment in his life that the Yetzer Hara can't entrap him in his net if he only disregards him. Ki dovorev lo bitmidut, for he is like a bear that's lying in ambush consistently waiting to take him down. Ki en davar madvarim uvtach mipigat hayetzer. There's nothing that can remain confident that the desire won't harm it. Ve'lo tachshov ki en hayetzer shalit ba'adam ki im latet lefanam michshol avoni le'achti adam b'divrei avonot. לא חן הדברים, כי כמו אשר ביד היצר להשחית נפשך על ידי עברה, כן יש בכוחו להכשיל אותך עם דבר מצווה מן המצוות. And now, he's developing another thought, which ordinarily we're accustomed to seeing in Hasidish sefers, but this isn't, although he was the Magid Midubna, he wasn't the Hasid. He says, don't think that the Yetzer can only cause a person to stumble with regard to blatant sins. No, the Yetzer can also cause a person to stumble through mitzvos. Beyulze. How so? The aspects of humanity can be divided into different types. Some things we know can give us sustenance, give us life. Some things can harm us. That would be, for example, eating, drinking. You know, some things, eat and drink, are good for you. Some things can harm you.
כאשר יוכל האדם תרוי לו ימצא חיים, if he eats things that are fitting, you find life. וכאשר יוכל מנדרים המיוחדים להזיק ולהמית, ישחית נפשו.
He eats things that are harmful, so he destroys himself. So okay, we know there are things in life that can go either way.
ועל הדרך הזה גם כן יש בחיי הנפשות מצוות תעשה ולא תעשה, המקיימות הנפשות לחיי העולם.
By the same token, when it comes to the life of our soul, so then we have biblical commandments, עשה and לא תעשה, that sustain our souls for eternity. One who transgresses them is destroying a tremendous amount of good, and he's also destroying their continued existence, which could be eternal if he doesn't destroy it.
But I want you to know,
even when it comes to things that are supportive of life, like eating and drinking, they too are only conducive to a person if he maintains the balance that's fit.
Bashiur ha'ruy aleihem, in the proper amounts, az rav tvot b'choach kol davar b'vchinato sgulato ha'myuchadet lo.
Then each thing has tremendous potential and capacity to support him, each in its own right. You need a certain amount of sunlight, you need vitamin D. You stay in the sun too long, then there's danger of melanoma. Everything in life, in the proper amounts, even the things that are conducive to life, are only conducive in the proper amounts. You have to eat, but if you eat too much, so then that could be harmful.
But
if a person takes something and does it repeatedly, foolishly, if a person just does something again and again, they tell you vitamin C is good for you. So he says, great, I have a cold. He downs a bottle of vitamin C. So he takes down 50 pills in one day. He doesn't do it in the right time, in the right amount, the way he should do it. So then aloyv gedubo, then suddenly they become traitors on him. Ve'ifalu pulot hafchiyot, and suddenly they have the reverse effect. Kasher inenu ro'ot, as we see, ki gam ha'machalim ha'tovim emitim b'nei adam. Even good foods can kill a person. Imi achila she'ina ruya, lefi hazman ha'makom ha'adam, if he eats things that are not fit for that time or that place or that person. Ulehefech yeh b'kachto min hasamim ha'mimitim, and the exact opposite is true when it comes to things that are deathly. You know, heart medication, you know what it's made of?
They
make it from, some of the heart medication is made from the venom of snakes. The snake's venom slows down the heart, so sometimes you need to slow a person's heartbeat, they use that snake venom. In the right amount, even something that's lethal can be conducive. When you take these lethal things and you prepare them in the proper amount, using the laws that medicine knows, so even something lethal can be conducive. So that's the first thought he's presenting us with, that the key in life is how you apply something. And next he's going to evolve to the idea of mitzvot, that even in the area of mitzvot, even in the realm of mitzvot, there's a positive way of doing them, and then there's a way of doing them which can ultimately be detrimental to a person's life, as we will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, as we continue.